For men and women serving around the world, here's Merry-Go-Round. 60 minutes of music and fun for boys and girls in khaki and two shades of blue. Week by week, the Merry-Go-Round goes round the services, and this is once again Army Week.
We welcome you to Studio Standeasy, where Cheerful Charlie and the happy gang of other cranks from Stars in Battle Dress are filming Fun for All. Studio Standeasy, where the only thing out of bounds is the blues. And with the band of the Welsh Guards under their conductor, Captain T.S. Chandler, we'll say...
The coffee to me does something to me. I'm running away. Shoot. The coffee to me. I'm feeling loony. I wanna make hay. With my dim old grouper suit, soon a cute suit, I know I'll be packing. Get cracking. One of the boys who enjoys all the noise of attacking a military giant. Shoot. The cocky to me. Do your duty. Take it away.
Ladies and gents, will you join a little party? We want to know that you feel so gay and hearty. Get hep. What will you do if you sit there singing the blues? Ladies and gents, we can say we're glad to know you. If there's a song or a smile that we can show you, get set. A one, a two, a three, it's the coffee. Shoot it to me.
Bob, Cooper, Zoom, 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 Zoom. I know I'll be packing. Be packing. One of the boys who enjoys all the noise of attacking a military giant. The cocky to me. Do your duty. Take it away.
Pardon me, sir. I want to see the scripts department, please.
Scripts?
I want to see the boss.
Oh, well, you must be Mr. Luigi. Well, if you go through that door, you'll find him right over there.
Thank you too much.
Yes, sir, very nice.
Pardon me, please, but could you please tell me, is this a standard, Missy?
Studio Stan, I mean, see, that's what it is, and nobody but.
Excuse me, please, what's your name?
No, that's what I got to say. What's your name?
No, listen, I'm looking for the scripts department, please.
Well, you're looking for me no more. This is the scripts department. You found me. What's the matter?
Luigi, listen to me. I got to want to swallow a script for the film what's about to begin.
That's a sweller. What's the story?
It's about a dime, and what's the name is a Cleopatrapus.
Creeper, who's his puss?
No. Now, Cleopatrapus.
Okay, who cares what kind of puss?
Now, listen, this is a dime. This is a dime, and she's got a boyfriend, or what's her name, is a Mark Antominus.
What's his business?
I don't want to know what's his business. Maybe he don't got a job.
Well, you've got to find him a job, but that's what you're supposed to do. What's the matter?
Will you please listen to me? This guy is a fictitious.
He's a what?
He's a fictitious.
Well, get a doctor to him. What's the matter with you?
No, fictitious. He ain't really a person at all.
Well, what's this a dime, wasting her time for?
Don't be silly. She ain't a wasting her time. She's a good girl. Now, this Cleopatra push, you see, she's got a one-swell apartment. And this guy, Antominus, he's a head over heels in love with her.
He's a what?
Head over heels.
We got acrobats.
Luigi, acrobats in the belfry. You nuts. Now, listen, one night, when all's dark, he steals her up to a boudoir.
Up to a witch?
Up to a boudoir.
Tell me, what's a boudoir?
Boudoir care. Now, this,
What do you say?
I'm a say. And now, this guy, Mark Antominus, he's been to a saloon, a bar. And he's in a one of finer state. Things will look a pretty bad for Cleopatrapus.
What's the matter? She don't call the cops.
There ain't no cops. This is a fictitious.
What's the fictitious business? I won't stand it.
Now listen to Luigi. I'ma tell you once, I'ma tell you no more. That a fictitious is a man that nobody's really there. He ain't there, she ain't there. They're both nobodies.
Tony.
What's the matter now?
Will you please come back when you've got a summer bodies?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
This is your studio crime reporter reading the indictment of Professor K. Morris, who took a popular song to the piano and murdered it. Who said that crime does not play? Professor, kill it!
As your genial host, may I offer a toast to the wine-buying guest on my right.
Hooray!
May his bank account grow, heavy laden with dough. May he spend it in here every night.
Say, Charlie, can that guy swing a Japanese Sandman? No, too late. He committed Harry Parry. Oh.
See this night in its glory, you people so loyal and true, puts me in mind of a story. I'll tell that story to you.
I say, Joe. Hello? Joe, what are you doing, Joe? I'm a tap dancer. Can you tap on toe, Joe?
Sure.
I'll bring him in.
The weather around the porter, the weather around the porter.
Don't forget the upstairs maid.
Shoot the weather to me. I want some fish.
Can I fly you now, sir?
What? Hell, I don't know. He wants some fish.
Don't mind if I cue, handler.
Rip it a little duck up. Fish. Stop!
Hey, I look. I told you could hear a pin drop.
So you did.
People in the ballroom were stopping and arguing, so I began to get just a little afraid. I sneaked into the kitchen and dug me a party. The waiter, the porter, the secretary made. I sneaked into the kitchen to see what was hatching. In time, he, the hostess, suggested some bread. But I was in the kitchen, a laughing, a scratching. The waiter, the porter, the upstairs made. And then they all proceeded to go into one club. And the week on Monday, I'll be home on leave.
Say, you. You're going nuts.
Who, me?
You.
If ever I'm invited to South Florida, I had a gun, a watch, and a harlequin egg. If I'll be in the kitchen, applauding the bodies, the waiter, the porter, the upstairs, one meatball.
Coming up.
The waiter, the porter, the upstairs man.
Say, Ken, will you get the boys to run that Jungle Regiment playback?
Tarzan of the Tapes. In the heart of the dreaded swamp-ridden jungle, which is situated on the borders of Japonica, live the primitive inhabitants of the 54th Light Attack Regiment, living the medieval life, which means survival of the fittest. They toil from sunrise to sunset, having very little and not much of it. They share and share alike. A predominant figure amid this panorama of khaki color is one known as Typhus the Terrible. who, together with the vicar of vaccine, wanders among the natives, bringing them cheer and looking for flesh in which to plunge their hypodermic stirrup pumps. For all their simplicity, they are spotlessly clean, and at this very moment, one of the natives, Gunna Umbopa by name, is sweeping up the remains of a corporal who was chewed up at breakfast. This placid pastime is broken by a familiar sound. Umbopa is disturbed, and no wonder, for it is the dreaded voice of Tarzan, the tape man. Ah, outside for PT! Will Umbopa, the native, surrender to this call? Ah, on parade! But no, he prepares to defy. He braces his legs. And straightens his back. And sends back a call of defiance.
Ah, shut up.
At this, Tarzan is infuriated. He makes his way to the hut. But the hut is shut. Tut, tut. Inside, the native barricades the door. For hippies war, for sure. Good Lord. Will he withstand the battering ram? Will he triumph over Tarzan the tape man? Once again the cry is heard. Ah! Outside, I said.
Ah, go away, you big ape.
With the door steadily giving way, Umbopa goes to the window. He can see fatigue men cutting firewood for the CO's office. Ember! No time to lose. He really is in trouble. The banging on his door is becoming more alarming, incessant, merciless. Catastrophe! Tarzan breaks through, and here he is. He speaks to Umbopa in the native tongue.
Get outside!
Dejected, Umbopa is taken to the jungle clearing, where he will be charged. Charge! Will Umbopa succeed in escaping from the charge against him? Listen next time. What will Tarzan the tape man do? And with the sun sinking low in a jungle setting, we reluctantly say farewell to Japonica and to Tarzan of the tapes.
And this is where the Band of the Welsh Gods takes the air again with a number that was written by Glenn Miller's pianist, Mel Powell, and given to the band. Here it is then with Sergeant Alan Bristow at the piano, Pearls on Velvet.
Hey, who are you?
Who, me? I'm Cheerful Charlie, the comic.
Well, make me laugh.
Make you laugh. Let's see. They're speeding up the demobbing.
Yes, that's very, very funny.
Will you say that again, only louder?
I say you're very, very funny.
Thanks, there might be a critic listening.
Well, don't worry, you won't make news.
No, but Charlie McCarthy did, and look what happened.
What happened to him?
Had a terrible car accident.
But Charlie McCarthy, Bergen's doll, was he damaged?
Damaged, broke his leg, lost 3 pints of plastic wood.
Well, as a matter of fact, I can tell you something about that doll. He's being remolded.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've taken away his left hand, but his right hand's left.
What'd you say?
I said they've taken away his left hand, but his right hand's left.
No, no, that's not right.
Well, of course it's right. Now, suppose you take away your left hand.
Right.
Now, you can write with the hand that's left.
No, I can't. I'm left-handed.
Okay, then take away your hand that's left. Right?
I still want to write.
So what? Your right hand's left, which you're going to take away.
Right.
Now, you've got the right arm left. In other words, the left arm's left all right. Isn't that right?
Sure, that's left all right.
Right. Now, with the left hand that's left, you can write.
I can't.
Why not?
Left me pen somewhere. Oof. I can. Joe, come over here, man. Listen, Joe, I'm going to make you my legal advisor.
You're going to what?
I'm going to make you my legal advisor.
He looks too ill.
That makes me illegal.
What's illegal?
What's illegal? It's a little bird about that big.
Ever seen it?
Of course I've seen it.
Ever had a bird?
Listen, I've had the bird many a time. What am I saying?
What's cooking? Here is our regular cooking recipe for housewives by the eminent Indian cook, Sinjit.
If you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does. How do I do it?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Arthur Haynes.
And Joe Giggs. Tonight we present Joe Giggs.
And Arthur Haynes in a little sketch written by Arthur Haynes.
Devised by Joe Giggs.
And Arthur Haynes. Please note that
Joe Giggs is appearing by kind permission of
Arthur Haynes. And Arthur Haynes is appearing by kind permission of
Joe Giggs. Characters in order of their appearance are big man
Arthur Haynes, little boy
Joe Giggs. Note that Joe Giggs' shoes lent by
Arthur Haynes and Arthur Haynes' wig lent by
Joe Giggs.
This is the Charlie Chester program.
Well, thanks for the build-up, boys. Thanks a lot. And by the way, the police are outside looking for you two.
For us?
This is Charlie Hearthrug.
Bert Brimston. Good night.
Well, there they go. They've gone down the hall. They've gone down the street. They've gone wild. They've gone crazy. They've gone in the roadway. Gone with the windscreen. Oh, well, we can manage without him. Did you hear the story about Ken? Don't scrape that shovel like that. Did you hear the story, folks, about Ken? Leave that bucket alone. What have we got in that bucket?
Arthur Haynes and Joe Giggs.
Yeah, I know, by kind permission of the borough council. I know, speaking of councils, folks, isn't it nice to go home? I'm fond of my house. It looks so nice since I papered the walls with utility lino. Of course, the beauty of it all is that, being happily married, there are no fights in my house. We go out in the yard. I remember the day I said to her father, I said, I want to marry your daughter. He said, can you keep her? I said, why? Is she going bad? Do you know my wife? My wife has got an appetite like a canary. She eats a peck at a time. And fat. She's so fat, I took her into a restaurant one day. She bent down to do her shoelace up. They flung a tablecloth over her and laid tea. Strangely enough, I liked her mother. She's not with us anymore, poor soul. She had very large ears. She looked like a cab with the doors open. Her ears were so large, she stooped on a windy day, glided 5 miles and got shot down as a flying bomb. Mind you, I've roughed it myself. I was once on manoeuvres. I was in a field on a windy day. An old lady came up to me and said, young man, I think you're very, very brave to come down in a parachute with this 100-mile-an-hour gale blowing. I said, lady, I didn't come down with a parachute, I went up with a tent. But I certainly get around. When I was in Germany, I picked up a letter from a German soldier to his mother. He said, dear mother, thank you for the boots you sent. They tasted fine. Did you hear about the Cockney who joined the horse guards? They gave him a very, very frisky horse. He managed to get on the horse all right, but there, the horse kept jumping about all over the place, and presently, one of the horse's back legs got caught in the stirrup. Little fellow looked down and said, blimey, if you're getting up here, I'm coming down. Thank you very much. I remember one time I was in Spain. I get around. I went into a cafe in Spain. I couldn't talk the language, so I tried to make do by drawing. I got out my pencil and paper. I wanted a steak and mushrooms, so I drew a cow and some mushrooms. And the waiter said, si, si, senor. I thought he understood. He came back with an umbrella and two tickets for the bullfight. But Moscow was the place. Moscow. Yes. I took the boys with me to Moscow, and while we were there, we learned a beautiful aria. It's a little theme that comes from Tchaikovsky's Refrain from Smoking. It's called Chatsby's on the Gorbachev with the Gravids on the Hoke and with the Biblichats and Skints, which, when interpreted, means when your hair has turned to silver, I hope you've got change of a pound. Are you ready, boys?
Olga, my Olga, I'm lost here with you. Olga, my Olga, say I'm the one for you. In Russian, Olga, my Olga, my poor heart's in a whirl. It's a broad black moonlight night tonight.
Don't be so vulgar.
Olga, Olga, my Olga, I'm in love and now I'm Olga. If you will marry me, a Russian soldier, I promise I will work for you. Lovsky, it's Lovsky, by the stars that shine above ski. I ski, what you ski, to be my turtle dove. In Moscow, dancing and drinking, where the vodka tastes like cheese. 10 to 10, that's much for a drink.
How'd you like your eggs done?
Chunky market, black market, underneath the counter market. Just say that you will share with me what you've got, or Olga, that will be your lot. Olga, my Olga, we've got to name the day. Olga, my Olga, in the good old Russian way. We'll make our home dear by the heaven's pearly gate. Cause we'll never get a house in 1,000 years.
You gotta fill a form in.
Red tape. Olga, my Olga, I'm in love and now I'm told ya. If you do not marry me, I'll string you up to the old oak tree. Hi!
This was Army Week, and next time the show will be in Navy Blue. Week by week, the merry-go-round goes round the services, bringing music and fun to men and women serving round the world, to boys and girls in khaki and two shades of blue. This week, the folks in khaki were Louise Gainsborough, Arthur Haynes, Raymond Sinclair, Joe Giggs, Kenny Morris, and Charlie Chester, by permission of the commanding officer of the Central Pool of Artists, and the music was by the Dance Orchestra of the Welsh Guards under their conductor, Captain T.S. Chandler. The script was by Charlie Chester, and the program produced by Leslie Bridgemont.